The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, said today he is closing the country's border with Brazil and considering closing the border with Colombia. That's because a caravan of opposition lawmakers led by Juan Guaido, who claims to be the president and is backed by the U.S., is on its way to the Colombian border to allow aid to come in from the U.S. Maduro has blocked that aid, claiming the Trump administration is using it to orchestrate a coup against him. NPR international correspondent Eder Peralta is reporting alongside the opposition caravan. Eder, describe the scene where you are.
So right now I'm just outside of Caracas on the main highway. We're following three big tour buses that are carrying opposition MPs who are headed to the border. It's a really long trip. It's going to take them probably all day and into the night. And I spoke to a number of them. I asked Tamara Adrian, who is one of the main organizers, if she was scared. You know, they've faced lots of repression before. And she told me she was, but that they've already suffered a lot, and that the decision to go through with this has already been made. And that was made the day that Juan Guaido declared himself president. And so she says that they are at the point of no return right now. They're going to the border, they're getting the aid in, and they have no other option, she says.
How are they going to do that once they get to the border? How will Guaido allow the shipments in?
So that's one of the big mysteries here. We're not sure at all. The opposition has been very quiet, but they say the aid is coming in. And all eyes right now are on Cúcuta, which is on the Colombian side of the border. And, you know, the government has placed big blockades on the big bridge between Cúcuta and Venezuela. And, you know, we have really no idea how the opposition plans to get aid in. They may not do it in Cúcuta is part of the thinking, but we're not sure. We have no idea.
Meanwhile, there's a big push to get the military to defect from Maduro. That has not happened yet. They're still backing the Maduro government. What are the fears right now about violence between the opposition and people who support Maduro?
Well, I think that is the biggest unknown, which, you know, the country has already seen some significant defections. An Air Force general defected earlier this month, and yesterday the defense attaché at the UN defected. So what happens when the military is confronted with orders to stop this convoy, which President Nicolas Maduro has already said? Do they stick by Maduro or do they not? That's the big question, and I think also the big fear that Maduro has told his military, do what you must. He's treating this as a foreign invasion, and he told them, do as much damage as you can to these invading enemies.
We were speaking with someone the other day who was a former chief of staff to Maduro before Maduro became president, and he said that the division is so great in Venezuela, that the country is so divided, that it's going to be impossible to get the entire military to back Guaido all at once. Do you see the division? You're there with the opposition caravan, but do you see that divided country in Venezuela now?
Not in the popular sections. I mean, I have been to the big slums that used to be purely Chavista. They would support Maduro, and now they've turned on him. You know, and today I was in Caracas as the opposition caravan came in, and, you know, there were no opposition protesters. There were a few supporters. You know, I met Maria, who only wanted her first name used because she feared retaliation, and she was smack in the middle of the highway. Cars were whizzing by, and she was shouting, holding a Venezuelan flag, Libertad, freedom. And I asked her if she was scared. Let's listen to a bit of what she told me.
No me da miedo, no me da miedo. De verdad que no me da miedo. Mire, yo, a mi hija, yo tenía una sola hija y me la mataron.
So she says, I'm not scared because my daughter was killed already, and so why should I be scared? And I think that's representative of what I've been hearing a lot here. Many Venezuelans feel that they have little left to lose, so they want to go out into the streets, they want to go out to the border, they want to force the military to make a tough decision.
And how do they feel about U.S. involvement right now in this entire effort to get Maduro to step down from power?
So there I have heard mixed reactions. I've spoken to people who say, you know, we welcome it, we need this to stop however it stops. And I've spoken to a lot of people who say, look, we want Maduro out, but we don't want war. The government, government supporters are 100% opposed to this. The government has set up tents all across the country where people are signing an open letter telling the United States to keep their hands off Venezuela.
That is NPR international correspondent Eder Peralta reporting alongside the opposition caravan in Venezuela, which is making its way to the border with Colombia, where they want to allow a shipment of aid in. Eder, great reporting. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And it is so rare to hear from reporters on the ground in Venezuela, has been for many years. So it's great that NPR's Eder Peralta is right there.